Then the Lord tells him from verse 139 to 152 that when you say Brahman, the direct meaning of Brahman actually is all opulent supreme personality of Godhead. Again, based on Bhagavad Gita also, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, there are many verses, right? Param Brahm, Param Dham, right? Based upon Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagatam, the Lord again establishes that Brahman means actually the all opulent Shad Ashwarya Purna Bhagwan. That is the meaning of Brahman. Right? That is established by the Lord. And then the Lord says, whenever it is pointed out the Lord doesn't have feet, etc., that is only to negate the material qualities that the Lord points out. Right? 147 verse is important. Brahma Shabdeka He Purna Swayam Bhagavan. 147. Brahma Shabdeka He Purna Swayam Bhagavan. Brahma Shabdeka He Purna Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Shastrira Praman.
The word Brahman indicates the complete supreme personality of Godhead, who is Sri Krishna. That is the verdict of all the Vedic literature.
Okay, so Prabhupada gives the property, you know, how the Brahma Shabda indicates Swayam Bhagavan. Right? And the second last paragraph is important, which I just had discussed earlier also a little bit. The Brahma Sutra 113 confirms this fact. What fact? So someone may say, you know, Krishna is not established as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Shrutis. Where is the Upanishad? Krishna is said as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Said, look, Krishna is established as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Smritis. Right? But these Smritis have been established as evidence in the Shrutis. Right? Therefore, this Prabhupada quotes this Brahma Sutra 113, where it says Shastra Yonitvat. And Madhvacharya says, commenting upon this, that Shastra Yonitvat, the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, Atharva Veda, Mahabharat, Pancharatra, and the original Valmiki Ramayan are all Vedic literature. Any literature following the conclusive statement of this Vedic literature is also to be considered Vedic literature. There's a point being made over here. Therefore, because the Smritis are following the conclusion of the Vedic literature, therefore they're also Vedic literature, they're also evidence. And Krishna has been established so many places as Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Smritis. Therefore, that is very clear evidence. So Lord says, 148, again an important verse. Vedera nigudo artha bhujana nahaye. Puran vakya sei artha karaye nischaye.
The confidential meaning of the Vedas is not easily understood by common men. Therefore, that meaning is supplemented by the words of the Puranas.
Okay, so Lord is saying, look, Vedera Nigud Earth is very difficult, very confidential. Meaning, the Puranas are supplementary Vedic literature where they elaborate the meanings of the Vedas. Right? And then the Lord quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagatam 10.14.32. Ho bhagyam nandagopa vrajokasam yan mitram paramanandam punam brahma sanatanam. Right? The Lord Krishna has been established as Nanda Gop, Prajokasam, that they obtained Krishna as Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Right? like that. So therefore, the word Brahm, Purna Brahm Sanatanam, who is he? Krishna, who is the son of whom the Nanda Gopa Vraja Goswami, right? Who was the beloved, who was their beloved friend, their beloved child, like that. Okay, so then after explaining that direct evidence has to be accepted, and then based on the direct evidence, the Lord says the Brahma means, right, based upon the Shruti verse and the Smriti verses, that Brahman is the Supreme Lord. Now the Lord says that Brahman, who is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality, has multiple potencies, that the Lord establishes in verse 153 to 161. Right? Because the Mayavadis, they don't accept the personality of Godhead, they don't accept his potencies. Right? So therefore, one by one, the Lord is addressing the major points, you know, which they miss, the Mayavadis, or which they misinterpret. So the Lord is saying, 153, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has three primary potencies. Are you trying to prove that he has no potencies? Right? So the Lord then, he quotes this verses from, four verses he quotes from Vishnu Puran. Right? 154, 155, 156, 157. These four verses are quoted from Vishnu Puran to show that the Lord is having these three primary potencies. Right? Which is Sandhini, Samvit, and Haladini. Right? So 157 verse will just recite. Haladini, Sandhini, Haladini, Sandhini, Samvit. Toi ek sarva samshre. Haladatapakari mishra. Toi no gunavarjite.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sachidanand Vigraha. This means that he originally has three potencies, the pleasure potency, the potency of eternity, and the potency of knowledge. Together these are called the chit potency, and they are present in full in the Supreme Lord. For the living entities who are part and parcel of the Lord, the pleasure potency in the material world is sometimes displeasing and sometimes mixed. This is not the case with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is not under the influence of the material energy or its modes.
Okay, so this verse says that these three, Haladini, Sandhini, Samvit, Toi ek sarva shamshare, you are the one shelter of these three energies. Right? And Toi no gun varjite, you are also devoid of all material qualities. However, in the material world, Halad tap kari mishra, in this world, one doesn't experience the pure pleasure potency. One experiences sometimes some pleasure, you know, perverted pleasure, and most of the time misery actually. Right? Halad tap kari mishra. But you experience the pure pleasure potency. These three are under your shelter, like that. So in this way, in this series of verses, the Lord establishes these three primary potencies of the Lord, right? And we understand that how that these potencies also, you know, have a perverted, in a perverted way, they are also responsible for creation of this world, right? And maintenance and the pleasure also, which we get, perverted pleasure is also a perverted effect of the Haladini potency itself. Right? Then the Lord, from verse 162 to 169, he establishes Jiva is as the energy of the Supreme Lord. Right? So Jiva is the energy. It is eternally connected to the Supreme Lord, and it can never become one with the Lord. In this 8 verses, the Lord established that. So in this way, verse 169 is an important verse. We'll just recite that. ਜੀਵੇਰਾ ਨਿਸਤਾਰ ਲਾਗੀ ਸੂਤਰ ਕੈਲਾ ਵਿਆਸ ਮਾਇਆਵਾਦੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਸੁਣੀ ਲੈ ਹੋਏ ਸਰਵਨਾਸ਼।
Srila Vyasadeva presented the Vedanta philosophy for the deliverance of the conditioned souls. But if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything is spoiled.
Okay, he said, look, the Vedanta Sutra has been compared so that living entities will be delivered. But Mayavadi philosophy will do the opposite exactly. And instead of Nistar, there will be Sarvanash, right? Instead of being delivered, people will be bewildered. Like that. ਜੀਵੇਰਾ ਨਿਸਤਾਰ ਲਾਗੀ ਸੂਤਰ ਕੈਲਾ ਵਿਆਸ ਮਾਇਆਵਾਦ ਭਾਸ਼ਿਆ ਸੁਣੀ ਲੈ ਹੈ ਸਰਵਨਾਸ਼। ਸੋ ਕੰਸਿਡਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਜੀਵਾ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਸਰਵਨਾਸ਼ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ। ਦ ਜੀਵਾ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨਰਜੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਟ ਆਲਵੇਜ ਸਬੋਰਡੀਨੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਐਸਟੈਬਲਿਸ਼ਿਸ। ਦੈਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ 172-173 the Lord establishes that how this cosmic manifestation, it is a transformation of Krishna's energy. Right? The living entity is the superior energy, but the whole cosmic manifestation is the transformation of the Lord, material energy. Right? And Lord says actually that this energy, it is not false. Right? This, because the energy of the Lord, the energy is not false. It only produces false notions. It only produces false hopes. Therefore, this is known as illusory energy. The energy is not illusory actually, because it produces illusion, we have discussed. Therefore, it is known as illusory energy. This world is not false, but it is producing false notions, false hopes of enjoyment. Right? That's the point the Lord says. Otherwise, everything is the transformation of the Lord. Right? So that is established in 172-173. We'll recite verse 173. Jivera dehe atma buddhi sei mithya hai. Jagat ye mithya nahi nashvar matra hai.
The theory of illusion can be applied only when the living entity identifies himself with the body. As far as the cosmic manifestation is concerned, it cannot be called false, although it is certainly temporary.
Jagat mithya nahi nashvar matra hai. It is a temporary world. Then Lord establishes in verse 174 and 175, that Pranav is the Mahavakya and not Tattvamasi. Right? So all these are the various flaws in the Vedanta philosophy, you know, or their various flaws in their Mayavada interpretation of Vedanta philosophy. Right? So one by one the Lord addresses main points, you know. Right? So therefore the Lord says not Tattvamasi, but Pranav is the Mahavakya. Tattvamasi is just, Prabhupada says Tattvamasi in Prabhupada 175 is a warning to the living entity not to mistake the body for self. Right? But he made this as a Mahavakya. Right? Like that. Right? So, that is, so actually sometimes it happens, you know, sometimes secondary thing may be highlighted in a very prominent way and the prominent things may be, you know, not that much talked about. It may happen sometime, right? So therefore the Lord says actually he has taken a very secondary thing and given over emphasis to a secondary, right, aspect. This is just a small warning in the scripture, you know, Tattvamasi, you know. Therefore, based upon one small secondary thing, you can't highlight it out of proportion. Right? Like that. So yes, so therefore then the Lord, after saying that, in this way the Lord concludes, right? So someone wrote 176-177 the translations.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized Shankaracharya's Sharirika Bhashya as imaginary, and he pointed out hundreds of fault in it. To defend Shankaracharya's, however, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya presented unlimited opposition. The Bhattacharyas presented various types of false argument with pseudo-logic and tried to defeat his opponent in many ways. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuted all these arguments and established his own conviction.
So he is not actually the Bhattacharya was not to accept defeat just like that, you know. Said Vitand Chal Nigrahadi Aneka Uthaila. He knew all the scriptures in detail. He gave hundreds and thousands of arguments, you know, and the Lord kept cutting one by one, right? Right? So therefore, it was not easy actually, you know, he just himself has not gone into much detail. It is a small, just the key points are given, right? So the key point with Mahaprabhu addressed, although he addressed all the deeper subtler points and refuted them, but the key point Mahaprabhu talked in conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is what are the first thing? Direct evidence should be accepted. According to the direct evidence, Brahman means Supreme Personality of Godhead. The third thing, the Supreme Lord actually has potencies, right? Think about potencies, mainly the threefold potencies the Lord described. Then, the Jiva is, there is a potency, then there are energies separately. Then Jiva is constituted as one of the energies. And Jiva is one of the separated energies of the Supreme Lord. It is eternally related, but it can never become one with the Lord. Then, what are the next? This cosmic manifestation is also his energy, although inferior. So each energy has position, right? But this cosmic manifestation is not false, right? It produces only false notions in us, but it's temporary. And then finally, Lord said, yes, pranav is the Mahavakya and not Tattvamasi. Right? So these points the Lord established, you know, with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there were many more which he said, just summarized in the two verses. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was not to accept defeat just like that, you know. Hundreds of arguments were there, and then Lord finally cut them all, you know, defeated all those arguments based upon perfect, you know, the logics, scriptures, etc. Okay, so then the Lord says, look, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how you should understand the scriptures. You know, how the Vedantara Sutra, what is the, in what light the Vedantara Sutra is to be understood is given in the text 178. Can you cite? Bhagavana Sambandh Bhakti Abhideya Haye Prema Prayojana Vedeti Navastu Kaye.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the central point of all relationship. Acting in devotional service to Him is one's real occupation, and the attainment of love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. These three subject matters are described in the Vedic literature.
Okay, so he's saying the Lord, even in the Mayavadis at Banaras also, the Lord told them, you should study Vedanta in terms of these three, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. Right? Now again the Lord is telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, study the whole Vedanta in the light of Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. The Lord told Rupa Goswami, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Ras Tattva Pran, Sab Shikhaila Prabhu, Bhagavat Siddhant. The Lord told, teachings of Rupa Goswami are also, can be categorized in these three divisions. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva Pran, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. So in this way the Lord actually repeatedly, this theme comes, you know. Lord said, Bhagatam and the Vedanta Sutra, all the Vedic literature are to be understood in terms of these three. Right? So therefore, Lord pointed out to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, understand Vedanta Sutra as explaining these three tattvas. Right? And then Lord says, whatever else is there in the Vedic literature, it's simply interpretation or imaginary. And they said, therefore Acharya or Shankaracharya was not at fault. He gave the imaginary interpretation because he was a Agyakari Das. You know, that term has been used. He was order. He carried out the order of, you know, the Supreme Lord. And then the verses from, two verses from Padma Puran, 181, 182 are quoted by the Lord to show that how Shankaracharya is not at fault. He did this on the higher order. Right? Like this. So, finally, this verse 182 concludes, or the Lord gives a concluding verse. Yeah, it concludes the Lord's conversation with Sarma Bhattacharya, and the Lord speaks 183. Shuni Bhattacharya Haila Parama Vismit Mukhe Nani Sarevani Haila Stambit Prabhu Kahe Bhattacharya Nakara Vismaye Bhagavane Bhakti Param Purusharta Haye Atmaram Paryanta Kare Ishvara Bhajan Aiche Achintya Bhagwan Aiche Achintya Bhagwan Niragunagan
Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya become very much astonished upon hearing this. He became stunned and said nothing. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told him, do not be astonished. Actually, devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest perfection of a human activity. Even the self-satisfied sages perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Such are the transcendental qualities of the Lord. They are full of inconceivable spiritual potency.
Right. So the Lord is saying, Sarma Bhattacharya can't speak a word, you know. All his arguments have been, you know, ruled out by the Lord. Powerful presentation. So now he is unable to say anything. The Lord is saying, Just believe me. I tell you that I have explained to you elaborately. Just now accept that bhakti is the supreme prasad. So much so that even the self-satisfied great sages, they render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Right? So the Lord quoted this Atmaram verse. Atmaramascha munyo nirgantapi ukrame pruvante hitukim bhaktim ittham bhuta guno hari. Such is the qualities of the Lord that it attracts the Atmarams. Right? So this Atmaram verse was explained, was actually composed by Suta Goswami. Right? He speaks to the Shaunakadi Rishis, explaining that when they were said, oh, why Sukadeva Goswami are already a transcendentally, why did he hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? Because he was attracted, right, by the qualities of the Lord. So that is Atmaram verse. So Sarma Bhattacharya said, please explain this verse, you know, more elaborately. The Lord began a little smiling and he said, what is your understanding of this verse? So Bhattacharya explained this verse in 9 ways, right? And then he said, requested the Lord, my Lord, you please explain. And the Lord, without touching any of the 9 explanations, explained the verse in 18 ways to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, right? And the Lord praised also. After hearing the 9 explanation, the Lord said, you are Brahaspati. Right? You are Sakshat Brahaspati. Otherwise, no one can explain, you know, in this way. So his explanations were very erudite, right? But the Lord superseded and explained the Atmaram verse in 18 ways, right? And then again, the Lord, after explaining the verse in 18 ways, says, "Look." How transcendentally attractive Krishna is, that he, verse 198 says, how he attracted the hearts of Sanakadi, you know, Chatush Kumaras and Shukdev Goswami. They are the Praman. Right? And finally, hearing the explanation of the Atmaram verse and the Lord's very convincing presentation, finally Bhattacharya, he actually accepted the Lord's explanation. Right? Text 199 says, Shuni Bhattacharya Ramayane Haila Chamatkar. Shuni प्रभु के कृष्णा जानी करे अपना अधिकार.
Upon hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Atmaram verse, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. He then understood Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Krishna in person, and he thus condemned himself in the following words.
Okay, so now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Lord. He accepted bhakti as a supreme process and developing love for Krishna as the supreme goal. Right? So he accepted that. And then his first thing is, he started condemning himself. Right? Like Prabhupada also says, a person actually when his heart is transformed, he repents his previous impotence and previous condition. Right? So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he repents that was very proud of his own learning and he has committed many offense. Right? So when he lamented, his heart further softened, right? His heart further softened. Another important thing here is actually how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated his vast learning. Also, you know, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a great logician, and you know, therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated his, you know, vast learning, you know, that was like ultimately he was convinced, you know, he understood that actually no one can, you know, explain the same verse in another 18 ways without touching 9 ways, you know, I explained. So, you know, so similarly Keshav Kashmiri also, you know, the Lord demonstrated his learning to him, right? The Lord demonstrated his learning to him and then he was also convinced finally, right? So like that. So therefore, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is now fully convinced. And then the Lord, you said, Lord showed him, verse 203 says, Lord showed him his four-handed form. And then, four-handed form of Narayan, and then that four-handed form turned into two-handed blackish form of Krishna. Right? And then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he stood up, he fell down, offered obeisances to the Lord, again stood up, again fell down, like that. He offered the various obeisances to the Lord. Right? And then and there, he composed 100 verses of glorification, right, to the Lord. Then and there, verse 206, we can recite. Shat shloka kaila ek dandana yaite. Brahaspati taiche shloka napare karite.
Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya composed 100 verses in a very short time. Indeed, not even Brahaspati, the priest of the heavenly planet, could compose verses as quickly.
Right? So he hit a century in 24 balls only. Right? 24 minutes he composed 100 verses. Right? Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya century. Record breaking. Right? Keshav Kashmiri recited 100 verses in almost 1 hour. 1 hour. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya broke the record in less than half the time. Right? Who? Where? Acha, Bhagavad Gita, Shlokas, 100 verses in 45 minutes. Right? That is recitation, he composed and recited. Right? So composed and recited, you know, original verses. Right? So he, in less than 24 minutes actually said, Ek dandana yaite. Right? So this is amazing record break of by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And it's mentioned Brahaspati could not compose. But he is Brahaspati only. Brahaspati could not compose. Now actually he has received the mercy of Lord now. He is a Brahaspati with that drop of mercy of the Lord now. Right? He is not just now Brahaspati only with the knowledge. Now, only because of the Lord's mercy now, since he received the Lord's mercy, therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Brahaspati could not compose. Right? That means Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, with all the learning, could not do that previously. Now he has received the mercy. Right? So now he is a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he is able to compose. So, seeing and hearing these words from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, words of praise and his own condemnation, the Lord became happy and he embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya experienced great ecstatic transformations. Right? He started chanting and dancing then and there only. And when Gobindacharya saw that, he became extremely happy. Right? And he told the Lord, "My Lord, you have finally made him a devotee. Right? You have finally given him your mercy." And the Lord gave a very beautiful reply. Right? 2:10 Gobindacharya says, "You have brought this upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You have given your mercy. You have transformed him." But what does the Lord say? Very beautiful reply. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakt tomar sang haite. Jagannathi hare kripa kaila bhal mate.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "You are a devotee. Because of your association, Lord Jagannath has shown him mercy."
Okay, so he's saying only because of your desire, right? You are saying, when you get one drop of mercy, when you get one drop of mercy, you intensely desired one drop of mercy for him, you know. Therefore, now Jagannath has given that drop of mercy to him. Lord is not taking any credit, right? He's saying, because of your prayers, Lord Jagannath bestowed mercy, right? So, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he offers again further few prayers. He says, "Actually, delivering me has been a great task, you know. Actually, all the devotees have similar, you know, in their prayers, that I have been, you know, very hard-hearted. And others were simpler to deliver, you know. That you have delivered me is a great task, you know." Like that. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also says, "I have been," he said, "I was like a loha pind. You know, I have like a hard piece of iron, you know, you have melted that loha pind." Right? Therefore, your influence is very great. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his heart actually transformed. His heart actually transformed. So that's the third section. Completed the third section. So now we come to the fourth section. It begins from verse 216 till the end of the chapter practically. Right? So now so I was just thinking all the four sections, we can think these sections as the first section is we do a one-time program, you know, first impression and interaction, you know. You go and do a one-time program. So we saw the Lord, very nice, devotees are good, you know, first impression. Then Gobindacharya, he does a kind of JSD course, you know. He wants to clear all the misconceptions, right? And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does a Nishtha camp. His faith is established in the Lord, you know. Lord gives him further, you know, knowledge and all that. And now this fourth section is like his activities after he takes shelter of the Lord, like ashray is, right? Yeah, I'm giving a Pune terminology. Right? I was discussing recently, one devotee explained to me, you know, different camps. There are in between also. But I just took this four, you know, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Right? So the first introductory, you know, one-time program, then a JSD course, then a Nishtha camp, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, Nishtha was done sometime in Mayapur also. Right? So there also it matches. And now the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he takes ashray of the Lord, right? Ashray of the Lord. And three pastimes are described, how he became such a transformed devotee, you know. How he became, you know, how much was his faith in the Lord. You know, the contrast is given, you know. In this pastime, the very sharp contrast is given, you know. Just like, you know, sometimes you go to home, you know, after becoming devotee, and your mother says, "Hey, main tere ko uthati thi 9 baje, tum uthta nahi tha. Ye 4 baje kaise uthke khade ho jata hai khud se?" You know, you know, like that, you know, or say, you know, "Pehle tum koi bhi ye nahi khata tha, wo nahi khata tha, abhi, you know." So like that, you know, they can see the contrast, you know, or pehle TV ke samne to uthta hi nahi tha, abhi humko TV lagane bhi nahi deta hai. Right? So... Right? like that, you know. So sharp contrast, you know, is given. So similarly, in the fourth section, three pastimes of Sarva Bhattacharya are described, where there is a sharp contrast is given. You know, after he took shelter of the Lord, he became totally transformed. Right? So the first pastime is a description of his honoring Mahaprasad, that we'll study. And then second, third also, we will study as we go ahead. Right? So there are not many now verses remaining, 216 to 286, around 70 verses. But we would like to spend some time because it is a very sweet section, right? The 70 verses. So it's described that Ardhin, right? If you see all the four sections which we saw, they all begin with Ardhin. So there is a logical division itself. Some other day, you know, Sarva Bhattacharya has been transformed. Ardhin, some other day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Shayothan, the Lord just rising. Lord Jagannath just rising from the bed. Right? They give sometime give a, you know, Datun of the Lord, you know, so you've seen when the Lord gets up, there's no fixed time, but whenever he gets up after that, they said, take this Datun, now give 500 rupees, you know, the pujaris of Lord Jagannath, right? They give a Datun, there's a lot of Karpur on that Datun, you've seen that? This size Datun is there, you know, right? Datun, yeah? There is this size Datun, and very thick, it's a babul or bakul, some babul tree, I guess. It's not a neem, babul. It's a babul tree Datun, I've seen a thick one, you know. So, like that. So the Lord went to see that Shayothan, and the pujari gave him various prasadam remnants of Lord Jagannath, right? Prasad, anna prasad also, and some other flower garlands, etc. also. So the Lord, he kept all that prasad very carefully, and he came to the house of Sarva Bhattacharya early in the morning, right? It said that Sarva Bhattacharya was just waking up that time. He was just getting up. So text 220 says, you can recite, Krishna Krishna Sutakahi Bhattacharya Jagila. Krishna Krishna Sutakahi Bhattacharya Jagila. Krishna Nama Suni Prabhura Ananda Badila.
As Sarva Bhattacharya rose from bed, he distinctly chanted, Krishna Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear him chant the holy name of Krishna.
Okay, so Lord was so pleased, you know, as Sarva Bhattacharya is just getting up, right? He chanted Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna Sphut Kahi. Sphut means very distinct, very clear. Right? Not murmuring, Krishna, Krishna, not like that, you know. Sometime, you know, in a great pain of getting up, sometime, you know. Krishna bachao, you know. Not like that. Right? He chanted very distinctly, very clearly. Right? Krishna, Krishna, like that, you know. In joyful mood. Right? Krishna, Krishna. So, and Lord was very happy to hear, you know, the names of Krishna. He's just getting up. Right? So, yeah, one can practice chanting the whole, as soon as one gets up, you know, one can chant the holy name, you know. Lord is very pleased by that, we understand from here, right? So, Sarvabhauma immediately saw that the Lord is at the doorstep. Immediately he rushed and opened the door and he gave the Lord a place to sit, right? And what did the Lord do? Lord immediately placed some remnants of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprasad, Anna Mahaprasad, into the hands of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, right? And seeing now prasad in his hand, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very happy, right? And what did Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya do? What did he do? Honor the prasad. Actually, everyone makes that mistake, right? He first offered two prayers to the Mahaprasad, right? So although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya neglected taking bath, cleaning his teeth, and even doing his Gayatri, right? All the external formalities he neglected, but he didn't neglect honoring prayers to Prasad first. Right? So it's mentioned, Prasad anna paya bhattacharera anandha haila snana sandhya danta dhavan yadda pina kaila. he had not done these three things: snan, sandhya, and dantadhavan. No chanting gayatri, no taking bath, not even brushing teeth. Right? But he immediately offered prayers to Mahaprasad, very beautiful prayers from Padma Puran. Together we'll recite 225-226. Shushkam pariyushitam vapi nitam va durdeshata prapti matrena bhuktavyam natra kala vicharana na desha niyamastatra na kala niyamastatha praptam annam drutam shishtair bhuktavyam haridabravit.
The Bhattacharya said, one should eat the Mahaprasadam of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even though it is dried up, steel or brought from a distinct country. One should consider neither time nor place. The prasadam of the Lord Krishna is to be eaten by gentlemen as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principle concerning time and place. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Right? So the Lord has ordered, as soon as one receives Mahaprasad, one should immediately order it, honor it, you know. Yes. After offering prayers. Right? The prayer should be offered. Even Haridas Thakur, he offered the prayers. Right? Prayer should be offered. One should offer the prayers and immediately honor it. Right? So, Bhagwan ka aisa order hai. You know, ye order to sarankho pe rakhna hi padega. Right? Baki ko order sune na sune. You know? Right? So, Prabhu says, this is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, these are two very beautiful words from Padma Puran. Right? So, when, and then Sarvamacharya, he offered the prayers and immediately honored the Mahaprasad without taking bath, without brushing teeth, without chanting Gayatri. Right? And Supreme Lord became extremely happy. मालूम नहीं था मैं भी ऐसा पहले बहुत बार किया है भगवान को ऐसा खुशी होता है इतना खुशी होता है I never knew, you know, I can still do it. Right? If the Lord is pleased, right? But then there is a deeper meaning why the Lord is pleased. Right? So the Lord recites these six verses in increasing ecstasy. 230-235. Right? So we will together recite. We will recite 230-234. 235 is the Sanskrit verse of that. Right? So we will together recite these verses. Ajimuya nayase jininu tribhuvan Ajimuya karinu vaikunta arohan Aji mora puna haila sarva abhilash sarva mera haila maha prasade vishwas Aji tumi nishkapate haila krishna shraye Krishna aji nishkapate toma haila sadai Aji se khandila tomar dehadi bandhan Aji tumi chinna kaile mayara bandhan Aji krishna prapti yogya haila tomar man Veda dharma langi kaila prasada bhakshan. So I will just explain the verses. So the Lord, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ate the Mahaprasad without brushing teeth, without taking bath, without chanting his Gayatri, Lord says, today I have conquered the three worlds. Aji mui anayase jininu tribhuvan. Aji mui karinu vakunta. Today I have gone to, I have achieved Vaikuntha, the Lord is saying. Hey, kya ho gaya, you know. What has happened? Lord is saying, Aji mora purna hailas. Today all my desires have been fulfilled. Today the purpose of my coming to this world has been fulfilled. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ate Mahaprasad without brushing his teeth, without taking bath, without doing Gayatri. Right? Aji tumi nishkapate haila krishnashray. You have given up all pretense, all kabat, and taken complete shelter of Krishna. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya exhibited complete faith in the mercy of the Lord. Right? So accepting the mercy of the Lord, having complete faith in the mercy of the Lord is synonymous to attain Vaikuntha. Actually, one who has gained complete faith in the mercy of the Lord and one who accept the mercy of the Lord beyond any other lower principles, right? Mercy has to be higher than any other lower regulative principles of the scriptures. That person attained Vaikuntha. And Lord is saying, in your association today, I also have attained Vaikuntha. Today you have attained Vaikuntha, and in our association I have attained Vaikuntha. Today I have my purpose of my descent had been fulfilled. Today I have conquered all the three worlds. Lord is saying, right? Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, if one person can become a pure devotee, right? He gives up all pretense. He only accepts Lord mercy as the supreme and have complete faith in the mercy of the Lord beyond any other regulative principles. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, then actually I will consider that Gaudiya Math mission has been successful. If one person can become a pure devotee, because he brings good fortune to all the three worlds. We study that even if one person becomes a pure devotee, accept the mercy without pretense, his devotional service, right? As he has studied, right? Jai Shri Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragan Savar Prem Josnai Ujjwal Tribhuvan. All three worlds benefit from such unalloyed pure devotion. So Lord is saying, you have gained such faith in the mercy of the Lord, I have conquered three worlds today. Right? It's very beautiful, Lord's the feelings of the Lord at this point of time are very deep and beautiful. Right? I have conquered the three worlds by conquering Sarvabhaumattacharya. One faith person has got complete faith in mercy of the Lord. Right? He has become nishkapat. So therefore, look, it is not easy actually. You know, Sarvabhaumattacharya was, till him now, throughout his life, never touched anything, never thought of taking anything without brushing, without bathing, without doing Gayatri. Right? Even if he would travel, you know, sometime he would do all the three things and then would take prasad. Unless it was not possible, then fast. Throughout the life, never considered doing, you know. It's not like, you know, people used to these things. You know, those who are used to these things, they may not be able to understand what is the contrast over here. He followed that throughout his life, you know, this principle very rigidly. He gave up his very rigid principle for what? To honor the mercy, right? To honor the mercy of the Lord, right? So this shows his actually transformation actually. You have to contrast it, right? The Lord himself is giving in his hand, right? Now, is that a second thing, you know? You said, there's so much prasad is lying. I want to honor the mercy of the Lord, you know? And then without taking bath, you can't go and just pick up and start eating. The Lord gave him in his hand and the Lord wanted him to eat. Listen, there is a the difference. Therefore, the Lord wanted him to eat. He accepted immediately the Lord's desire. Here is the Supreme Lord, right? His mercy, his desire is above all regulative principles, right? Because if you see King Pratap Rudra Maharaj later asked Sarvabhaumattacharya, hey, why the devotees are eating prasadam? Why they are not fasting in the dham after coming? Said, hey, fast. Sarvabhaumattacharya answers, fasting in the dham is Lord indirect order. Now the Lord directly saying eat. He said, who will be a fool who will be attached to the indirect order and not take the direct prasad from the Lord? He said, only a fool will, you know, fast. While the Lord is directly saying feast, that Lord has said in the Vedas, you know, millions of years back, indirectly, you know, that one should fast in the dham. When the Sakshat that Lord is saying feast in the dham, not to do that will be offense actually, he says. Sarvabhaumattacharya later tells Maharaj Pratap Rudra, right? So therefore, Sarvabhaumattacharya considered the instruction or the desire of the Lord to honor Mahaprasad, this is his mercy. He gave up his lifelong, rigid, rock solid regulative principles. Can you imagine? There is the contrast over here. Therefore, the Lord is saying, today I have achieved Vaikuntha, today I have conquered the three worlds, today all my desires have been fulfilled. Today Krishna has given you, today without pretense you take shelter of Krishna's mercy, now Krishna also without pretense given you mercy. Right? As long as we are pretending with Krishna, Krishna also, you know, pretend. You know, Krishna is, so like that, you know. Therefore, Lord says, today you have broken off all the material bondage, the shackles of illusory energy you have broken, Lord says. And you have become free from all kind of bondage. Your mind has become fit to take shelter of Krishna because surpassing the Vedic regulative principles, you have eaten the remnants of food offered to the Lord. Right? Together we'll recite 235th verse. Right? This is a verse from. No, not from Bhagavad Gita. This is verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2742. Yesham sa esha bhagavan dayayedananta sarvatmana shridapado yadi nirvelikam te dustaramati taranti cha deva mayam naisham mamahamatidhi swasigal bhakshe.
When a person takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without reservation, the unlimited merciful Lord bestows his causeless mercy upon him. Thus he can pass over the insurmountable ocean of nescience. Those whose intelligence is fixed in the bodily conception, who think, I am this body, are fit food for dogs and jackals. The Supreme Lord never bestows his mercy upon such people.
Okay, so this verse says, one who takes shelter of the Lord, sarvatmana ashrit pado yadi nirvalikam. Nirvalikam or avvalikam means without pretense. Right? So Sarvam Bhattacharya gave all pretense and just accepted the mercy of the Lord. Right? So therefore he broke off all the illusory shackles, the shackles of the material energy. Right? That's the point being made. Right? Actually, if you see, if you deeply analyze, I leave that for your introspection. Even in our devotional service, even we accept the devotional service, there is a lot of pretense in our bhakti actually. You know, it's not that we have full faith in the mercy of the Lord, right? There is a lot of pretense we have, usually. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he saw Krishna Chandra Prabhu joining hands with his driver and dancing. I'm just giving one example. And when His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj saw that, he said, I understood from that day, that was the beginning, that this one person without pretense, you know, you will dance, but you will little bit avoid, you know, not with my driver, you know. I cannot join hand with my driver and dance, you know. But he is a Vaishnav, both are devotees. So without pretense, when His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj saw that, he said, I understood that this Radha Gopinath Bhakt Samaj will flourish from one act. It is words of Maharaj itself. He said, by seeing one devotee take bhakti without pretense, I understood this Radha Gopinath Bhakt Samaj will flourish like anything. Because one person has taken shelter of Krishna without pretense. Right? It's a very, very important thing, right? Because so if we analyze, you know, deeply, we'll see so many places we have a pretense in a bhakti. Right? We have to learn from Sarvam Bhattacharya. Right? He accepted the mercy of the Lord, right? Without pretense. Right? Therefore, he could conquer over it, and he pleased the Lord like anything. Right? He pleased the Lord like anything. Right? So in this way, after that, it said Sarvam Bhattacharya became such a wonderful devotee that he would not explain anything. Right? So 216 to 238 is the first episode after he took shelter of the Lord. Right? First striking contrast, as we said. Right? So therefore, so it's mentioned 237. Therefore, Sarvam Bhattacharya now explained everything in the light of devotional service alone. Right? And Gopinath Acharya, he became so happy to see the Vaishnavata of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Right? So now 239, the second activity after taking that Lord shelter. And what is that second activity? His composing beautiful prayers and his ecstatic, his faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord, and his composing very beautiful verses, prayers in glorification of the Lord. That is the second activity. Therefore, it begins with Ardhin. You know, so all the divisions have begun with Ardhin, if you see. Some other day. Once upon a day. So the next day, Ardhin. So Bhattacharya, he went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. But then in between, he took a detour. He didn't go to Lord Jagannath's temple. He went towards Mahaprabhu's house, you know, in between. Right? Didn't go. And then he went to Lord and he started condemning himself before the Lord. He offered obeisance, he said, "My Lord." He started condemning his previous bad disposition, great humility. And then he said, "My Lord, please tell me how will I gain devotional service to the Lord?" Right? 241. Bhakti sadhan shreshta shunite haila man prabhu upadesha kaila nama sankirtan. Right? He wanted to hear bhakti sadhan shreshta. Please tell me the best way to obtain pure and high devotional service. And the Lord said, Nama Sankirtan. And the Lord quoted this verse, Hare Nam. And the Lord explained that verse, Hare Nam, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Right? Explanation is not given here. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he heard and he was very enlivened to hear the Hare Nam verse explanation by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopinath Acharya tells Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya something now. Gopinath Acharya speaks to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in verse 244. Gopinath Acharya reminded Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "My dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place." What was that? Athabite deva padam bhujo padayo. You have now received the mercy of the Lord. You know, just see what kind of faith you have in the mercy of the Lord. What kind of Vaishnava you have become. Right? This has happened now. Right? You have received the mercy of the Lord. What does Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replies? Bhattacharya kahe tare kari namaskare tumara sambandhe prabhu kripa kaila more. Tumi mahabhagavat ami tark ande prabhu kripa kaila more tumara sambandhe. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, actually, it is only because of you, because you are a great devotee of the Lord, therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed his mercy. It's very beautiful. Gopinath Acharya in his ecstasy tell Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, you have bestowed the mercy." Lord said, no, you are a devotee. Therefore, because of you, Jagannath has bestowed mercy. Now he tells Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You have received the mercy." No. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only given mercy because you are a devotee. So if you see both the Lord and the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they don't forget the devotee connection. They both give credit to Gopinath Acharya because he wanted, he desired, he strongly preached. Yeah, he yearned, you know, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya may receive the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, both the Lord and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya give credit to Gopinath Acharya. It's quite amazing. Right? They don't forget. Right? So, actually, it's a fact, you know, anyone who has helped us in our Krishna consciousness, desired that we may become a devotee, we should always express our gratitude toward that person. We should not forget him at any point of time. Right? So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words of humility, right? So actually, this gratitude and humility are very much connected, you know. His words, a person who is humble, he will always remain grateful also. Right? So therefore it is mentioned that when the Lord heard these words of humility, the Lord embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he said that, "Go and see Lord Jagannath." That is 247 text. And this time, Jagdanand and Damodar Pandit went with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Right? And they had darshan of the Lord and they went back to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave lot of Mahaprasad to be delivered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Along with Mahaprasad, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave a palm leaf also, you know, his offering. So he sent this Mahaprasad offering as well as his verbal offering to the Lord. Right? He composed two verses and gave that leaf, palm tree leaf, and handed it over to Jagdanand and Damodar Pandit to be given to the Lord. So they both went and delivered this to the Lord. Right? But it's mentioned that they read this palm leaf and they first copied the verses on the wall outside before giving to the Lord, where the Lord was staying. They covered it, you know, with some coal piece or something on the wall of the house. And then they gave. And when the Lord saw, he tore off that patri immediately, you know, which was the two verses glorifying the Lord. Right? However, it said, all the devotees had already memorized their verses, seeing written on the outside wall, you know. So they were very intelligent, Jagdanand and Damodar Pandit, right? So these two are very famous verse Right? You can memorize these two verses. And he said, these two verses are like, you know, a jewel locket around the neck of the devotees, you know. A devotee may memorize many verses, right, which are like small, small pearls. But these two verses are like a, you know, a locket, kind of, right. Or these verses constitute a necklace, these two verses itself, a beautiful pearl necklace around the throat of the devotees, right. That is mentioned in 256 verse. So we'll recite the two verses. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartame kaha purusha purana Shri Krishna chaitanya sharira dhari kripam budhir yastamaham prapadye kalananashtam bhakti yogam nijamya pradushkartum Krishna chaitanya nama Avirbhutastasya padarvinde gadam gadam liyatam chitta bhringa.
Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge. His devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Let my consciousness, which is like a honey bee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time.
Right. So these two verses express his deep surrender to the Lord. So 254 is especially very famous verse, which says that Ekaha Purusha Purana, the one original Supreme Lord. You see the verse. I am just explaining word to word. Ekaha Purusha Purana, who is Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Sharir Dhari. He accepted. He descended for the purpose of Shiksha Artham. The first line, first word of the second line. So Ekaha Purusha Purana, who is Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he advented Sharir Dhari for the purpose of Shiksha Artham. What is going to teach? Three things: Vairagya, Vidya, and Nij Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada says to teach three things: the renunciation, the transcendental knowledge, and devotional service to his own self. Right? Or sometimes we put it in one, that his own devotional service endowed with Gyan and Vairagya. Right? But three things Prabhupada often says at places. So, Kripam Buddhir, to such an ocean of mercy, I take full shelter. And in the next verse, he says, again the similar verse, that in Kalam Nashtam, this process of Bhakti Yoga was lost, you know, Kalam Nashtan. Pradushkartam, he has come to revive it. Right? Therefore, Gadham, Gadham, Liyatam, Chitta Bhringa. He says, may my mind deeply be absorbed in taking, in drinking the honey from his lotus feet. Can you imagine? So therefore, you know, how his mind was deeply absorbed in, which is his, you know, tasting dry oil cakes, you know, eating dry logic, all the studying dry logic. Now he says, let my mind be deeply absorbed in tasting the honey from the Lord's lotus feet. Gadam, gadam, niyatam, chitta bhringa. Right? So therefore, this composition of these two verses also shows a contrast, how a person deeply absorbed in, you know, in neti neti or whatever, you know, in studying the dry logic argument, all that. Now he just wants to drink the honey from the Lord's lotus feet. Right? And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Eidu Ishloka Bhakt Kanthe Ratnahar. These are like the two beautiful, these two verses form a beautiful necklace around the throats of the devotees. Right? And all the devotees had memorized this. Mithya Dekhi Sab Shloka Kanthe Kaila. These devotees, 253 say all the devotees memorized. That means they wore this necklace of these two verses around their neck. And this is also a very beautiful verse, 258. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sachi Suta Gunadam Ei Dhyana Ei Japa Lai Ei Naam. Right? Now, all his dhyan, his japa, you know, or his meditation, chanting, everything is only Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? If you see, there is Gaudiya Mutt and Radha Kund, they have put this verse bold, big letters. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sachi Shuddha Guna Dham. You know, there is a just before you reach Radhakund, on the right side there is a big monumental, you see, Gaudiya Math, you know, sandstone structure on the right side. Just when you reach in the Govardhan Parikrama, before you reach Radhakund, on the right side there is a big monumental structure. Huh? Red color. On the right side. रास्ते में आता है राइट साइड में जस्ट बिफोर 1 किलोमीटर बिफोर राधा कुंड और सो सीन बिग 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 स्ट्रक्चर इन साइड दैट गौड़िया मठ दिस श्लोक इज रिटन इन बिग बिग लेटर्स यू नो आई जस्ट वंस वी विजिटेड वंस वी आर विजिटिंग ऑल द टेम्पल विजिटेड इन साइड एंड आई सॉ दिस वर्स रिटन श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य सची सुत गुण धाम ऐ ध्यान ऐ जप लय ऐ नाम राइट सो हिज टोटल मेडिटेशन यू नो बिकेम ऑन चैतन्य महाप्रभु राइट So therefore, this is the second activity mentioned in his ashraya, and then ek din again there is a third activity mentioned from 259 to till the last of this. Right? So we'll just quickly cover that in 10 minutes. What is the third thing? Ek din, one Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya he brought his Bhagavatam copy. And he said, look, this is one verse of Bhagavatam which is not, you know, I found to be improper word used in the Bhagavatam. So I have made a correction in that, right? That was the Tattenukampa verse, right? And if you see, Tattenukampa susumikshamano bunjane vatmakritam vipakam hidvagvapurbhir vidadan namaste jivetayo bhakti pade sadai bhag. It's quite, so he had changed the word. Right? He has changed the word, but Lord, he said, wait. Looks like you made some mistake in recitation. He said, the part is Mukti Pade. Why are you saying Bhakti Pade? Right? Bhattacharya said, look, you know, there is Mukti can never be compared to Bhakti, you know. Where is Bhakti and Mukti? You know, they are very different. Right? He said, the awakening of pure love of Godhead, which is the result of devotional service, far surpasses liberation from material bondage. Right? For though they averse to bhakti, they like word mukti, he says. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says. Then he says, actually, this mukti is like a punishment given to those who are Krishna vimukh. You know, those who do not accept the form of the Lord, Krishna vigraha. This mukti is like a punishment, you know, and bhakti is like a ocean of rasa, you know. How can bhakti mukti be compared? Right? So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, although bhakti, this word mukti has 5 meanings. Right? And he says, shalokya, samipya, sarupya, shastri, sayujya. However, the main meaning as generally understood is actually sayujya mukti, he says. Right? And he says that is known as Ashlishya Dosh. Where in the verse that is mentioned? Right, that will be mentioned. Ashlishya Dosh 274. So he says, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually explains, look, Mukti word also connotes bhakti. Right? Mukti hitva anyatha rupam sarupe nevasthita. That sarup is the bhakti. Mukti also connotes bhakti, meaning of, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepts that. He said, but look, there is one fault in the word mukti, that is Ashlishya Dosh. The general understanding is Sayujya Mukti. General understanding. Just like we do not usually use the term Jagat Guru for Prabhupada. Generally. No, it's not wrong to use. Actually, it perfectly applies to Prabhupada. But we avoid using that term. Why? Because it has Ashlishya Dosh. Ashlishya Dosh means common understanding is, as soon as you say Jagat Guru, it's Mayavadi Sannyasi. They are very fond. Prabhupada says, Mayavadi Sannyasi is very fond of calling them Jagat Guru. Although they don't go outside a village, you know. Although they have one mutt in a village and they have few followers, they like to call themselves Jagat Guru. So this term has an Ashlishya Dosh. The common understanding is corrupted. Therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains, right? And then he says something very beautiful, right? 276. मुक्ति शब्द कहिते मने हय घृणा त्रास भक्ति शब्द कहिते मने हय ता उल्लास
very sound of the word mukti immediately induces hate and fear. But when we say the word bhakti, we naturally feel transcendental bliss within the mind.
Right? So, he said, I can't, just hearing the word mukti brings ghrina and tras. Oh, great fear and great repulsion. When we hear bhakti, paramullas, hearing bhakti brings such joy and hearing mukti brings such ghrina and tras. The Lord started laughing. Shuniya hasena prabhu anandita mane. Bhattacharya kaila prabhu dhid alingane.
Upon hearing this explanation, the Lord began to laugh and with great pleasure immediately embraced Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya very firmly.
Okay, so the Lord smiled and he embraced very firmly Bhattacharya. And the Lord and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Yehi Bhattacharya pade padaye mayavade tar aiche vakyas pure chaitanya prasade. So look, he gave 1000 lectures explaining word mukti, 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 Itna sab scripture pura mukti, mukti padke aur mukti, mukti padha ke jeevan beet gaya. Now he is saying, I can't tolerate the word mukti. Shad, he is just see the striking difference, So like people, he should say, actually, I have tough time, getting rid of mukti. Usually, people when they are conditioning, they have a tough time, getting rid of, mukti word. But he is saying, I can't stand word mukti now. Just see how much, how the striking, because he accepted the mercy of the Lord without pretense. Nirvalikam, right? Sarvashmana ashrit pade yadi nirvalikam. He accepted the mercy of the Lord without pretense. Therefore, just as he sees the change, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, no, I can't stand, hearing the word mukti, right? We don't feel ghrinatras, when we recite. Sarvam Bhattacharya can't stand the word mukti, right? Therefore, if you see, although the Lord told him, don't change the word, the Lord accepted the change in his heart. Because the Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he has included Bhakti Pade in the main text. You see, in the name of saying Bhattacharya compose, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami generally say, he just changed and then quote the original slok. He has put in the main text the word Bhakti Pade Sadhaya Bhag to indicate that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the change. Informally, not formally. Right? Informally, the Lord was very happy to accept this change from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Right? Therefore, the part is Jivetyo Bhakti Pade Sadaya Bhak, right? In text 261. So, in this way, finally, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, now we understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a transcendental touchstone. Because unless a loha is touched and converted into another money, till then we cannot understand. So Bhattacharya was like a hard, dense lump of iron. Now he became shining like a, he himself became like a transcendental touchstone, Therefore we understand, by this we understand the glory of and the potency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 280. Bhattacharya Vaishnavata Dekhi Sarvajan. Prabhu ke janila sakshat Vrajendra Nandan.
Upon seeing transcendental Vaishnavism in Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, everyone could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Okay, so in this way, after Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya accepted the shelter, one by one all the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri, right, the chief priest of Lord Jagannath, Kashi Mishra, and so many other devotees, they came to accept the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? And we'll just recite the last three verses. Ei Mahaprabhu Ralila Sarvabhaum Milan. Iha yehi shraddha kari kareye shravan. Jnana karma pasha haite haye vimochan. Achire milaye tare chaitanya charan.
Shri
Rupa Raghunath Padayarash. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das.
If one hears with faith and love these pastimes concerning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he very soon is freed from the net of speculation and fruitive activities and attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps.
So this is a beautiful story of transformation of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Request Radhasham Prabhu like to say from this something?
Just a small question. In 273 verse, he's asking, since I can understand Krishna according to these two meanings, what point is there in changing the verse? And then Bhattacharya replied that I was not able to give that reading to the verse. He says, well, what is the exact meaning of that, Prabhu?
He was saying, I was not able to give that reading that bhakti also indicates mukti.
Yeah.
He accepts Lord's explanation that bhakti also, ultimately, mukti also indicates taking shelter of mukti pad, or whose lotus feet all the mukti has taken shelter. Mukti pad means the Supreme Lord at whose lotus feet the mukti exists. So it indicates Bhagwan, he is saying, mukti pad actually. You know, so Lord explained the Vaishnava understanding, but then he still pointed out one fault, you know, that Lord accepted, you know, that Ashirshya Dosh. The common understanding is mukti is impersonal liberation, like that. Would you like to say, Prabhu, anything, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.